Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next. Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmasher with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, let's talk about the new fiscal year.
Yes, as the Oklahoma Beef Council moves into fiscal year 2025, we'll be focused on our mission of strengthening beef demand domestically and globally. This will include educational initiatives directed at health professionals, from physicians and dietitians to nurse practitioners. We also have a new effort this year introducing beef as a premier protein as part of a sports nutrition game plan to high school athletes. Likewise, we are excited to promote beef through high school state championships from basketball to football. Continuing in education, new this year, we have an innovative teaching tool for junior high and high school STEM students on the topic of beef sustainability. And promotionally, we'll continue funding e-commerce efforts that demonstrate measurable beef sales results. And with our Beef It's What's for Dinner brand, we'll showcase beef advertising through digital marketing and connected TV. Finally, we are excited once again to be an investor in growing U.S. beef sales internationally. All in all, we look forward to a great year at the Oklahoma Beef Council.
Thanks, Heather. Learn more by going to oklabeef.org. Look for Cattleman's Corner.
It's the largest beef cattle show in North America. Cattleman's Congress starting this weekend through the 16th of January at the OKC Fairgrounds. 42 states will be represented, a couple of other foreign countries as well. Thousands of cattle, 23 beef breeds, all will be represented. One of the things coming to Oklahoma City because of Cattleman's Congress the last few years has been Superior Livestock's kickoff sale of the year, the Bell Ringer Sale. That happens next week, the 8th through the 10th of January at Embassy Suites in the downtown Embassy Suites Medical Center, 8 a.m. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday each day. 106,000 head of cattle will be sold. You can go and actually watch that process, the Bell Ringer Sale of Superior Livestock. In addition to that Farm Bill extension through September 30th, the American Relief Act of 2025, recently passed by Congress, that's the CR, that came in December at the last moment, it does contain $10 billion in market relief payments for 20 covered crops. This economic assistance is intended to offset part of the economic loss producers have been facing following declining crop prices and production costs remaining high. Analysis from the Food and Ag Policy Research Institute over at the University of Missouri says that the top 10 states were based on estimated payments for corn, soybeans, wheat, cotton, sorghum, rice, barley, oats, and peanuts, shows Texas number one, $963 million, primarily because it's the largest U.S. cotton producers. Iowa number two, $846 million because of strong support for corn and soybean farmers. Illinois not far behind at $790 million, followed by Kansas, $787 million, Nebraska at $625 million. That's the top five. Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota, Indiana, Missouri fill out the top 10. Oklahoma is at $287 million. Wheat accounts for a lot of that, $196 million of assistance for wheat farmers to the state of Oklahoma. Kansas numbers are primarily because of sorghum, wheat, corn, and soy. The top states by commodity include Texas. Cotton is number one as far as cotton is concerned. Texas, the top state. Wheat, Kansas is the top state. Iowa is the top state for both corn and soybeans. And for grain sorghum, it's the state of Kansas. It's seeming more likely that there will be a port strike at the East and Gulf Coast ports in mid-January. Some of the ports are saying you got to start making preparation now if you're trying to ship. Joe Shuley with the U.S. Meat Export Federation says that ports and terminal operators are likely to stop accepting refrigerated cargo, think meat exports, several days before the strike deadline. So shippers should make adjustments right now, they say. You've got Farm News. I'm Ron. It's the inaugural Cattlemen's Congress Commercial Female Sale coming up on Thursday, January 9th, 1 o'clock in the afternoon at the Super Barn Sale Arena at the OKC Fairgrounds. Online bidding will be available via liveauctions.tv. For more information about the sale, contact Matt Sims at 405-641-6081. Cattlemen's Congress Commercial Female Sale, Thursday, January 9th, 1 p.m. Come to Cattlemen's Congress and check out the best beef cattle genetics you'll find anywhere in America. And that's the latest agricultural news. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.